What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode recap. And for this week's episode recap, I wanted to get a perspective of somebody who's been on the show before. So not only is my guest joining me today a Real World alum, he's a Challenge alum, but he's also now an All-Star.
Yeah.
Derek Chavez,
welcome. Hello, guys. What's up? It's been a long time, bud.
Oh, yeah. over 3 years.
Yeah. I think I was one of your original interviews back in the day.
you definitely were probably my first five, and it definitely shows. We've leveled up since then. I got New York City behind me, as you can
tell. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's good to be back, though.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, a lot's changed since, you know, we spoke, and you've obviously went and done an All-Star season. You were on All-Star season two. Just briefly to kind of give me a little bit of a perspective, you obviously also did a Real World, and then you did, I believe it was, what, three seasons of the Challenge?
Yeah.
When comparing those experiences, how maybe similar or different maybe was filming this All-Stars compared to the seasons you originally done?
All-Stars is so much more laid back, bro. Like, I love filming All-Stars. Like, I think it's because they know that we've done this so many years, and they know that we know what we're doing, and obviously we know what they expect of us. They literally just leave us alone, which is good. They're not like on your ass about anything. It's literally the most like laid back thing, and it's basically like a vacation with your friends, and it's awesome. Yeah, so I definitely prefer filming All Stars over any other challenge. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got sort of the impression, you can kind of tell me what you think, because, you know, I spoke with obviously like all the other ladies from your Cancun season who also were, you know, there for All-Stars too. You know, you had you, John A, Jasmine there, and then I believe Emily was an alternate as well.
Yeah.
We were all kind of like, you know, conspiracizing amongst each other.
That it was like a
battle of the seasons type of thing too.
Yeah.
Did that cross your mind at all?
When I mean, obviously everybody speaks before, like, it's not like something that we're, I mean, it is kind of a surprise because some people don't talk about it before, but like those girls, obviously I knew they were all going. So I was like, yeah, it might be a battle of the seasons, but there's three girls and one boy. So I don't think that's going to be it. So it's like, but it's cool. Like, that I knew that I had like that much connection going in, you know, because sometimes like you go in blind and you're like, fuck, I don't know any of these people. And it's like, shit, like you have to like actually work on connections and stuff with like All Stars though. We know everybody. So it's like one of those things. Like, it was funny. We had it was me, John A, Jasmine, Ryan, and Casey. And we called ourselves, team, Can Meat, because it was Cancun and Fresh Meat. So we had each other's back going into it. So I was like, this is cool. Like, cause normally I don't really like politic that much. I just go in and like, hey, you know, whatever, like I'm friends with everybody. Let's figure this out, whatever. But this one, All Stars too, I was like, let's have an alliance going in. Cause it's like something that you have to like do now. Like, politicking is all you have to, like, there's no way you can go in there blind anymore. So I guess, I think they call it like on Big Brother, I think they call it like pre-gaming. So I try to a little bit, but like only friends that I know. Like, I'm not trying to like reach out to people that I don't know and be like, hey, let's work together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The game's also changed so much, I feel like, since Rivals 2 before.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I think, and you could probably attest to it, it felt more reality show than it felt like competition.
Yeah. And I think that's what's changed about it now, is like, they're trying to make it America's fifth sport, which is cool because I'm competitive, so I love doing that shit. But it's also, we got to realize that we're making a reality show, guys. Like, that's the basis of it. Like, we came from Real World and all of these shows, and people got to know us from those shows, and they want that to kind of continue into it. But now I think it's just more competition, which is, it's fine. It's just, it's, I think it's straying away from what we initially set it out to be, you know? And which is good. It's, I mean, obviously it's still going, it's not going anywhere yet. But yeah, I think it's definitely not the reality show that we first, signed up for, you know?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I think there's a place to have sort of like a bit of it all, where you could have like your competition and ultimately like conflict within the game exists, and you can still get drama like from game related stuff, such as like moves and stuff being made. But like, I think, you know, you do kind of need like an element of like entertainment and like also like personality to kind of like gravitate towards, which is why, like, with All-Stars, we're seeing like a lot of the real worlders that go on the show, they're able to produce that TV because they kind of get it.
What I don't like though is like people go into it nowadays thinking about the next show, so they're like trying to do stuff this season to either like get cast for another show or like to not like cause any ruffles in the future with like other competitors. And I'm like, I usually just go in there and try to just like A, win, but B, I'm like, you can't go into the thinking like that, because maybe this is your last show, you know? Like, I play like it's my last show every time, because there for a while after Rivals 2, I got called for 4 shows after that, but I got dropped because my partner said no, or like we didn't make the final cast kind of thing. Like, so then they stopped calling me and I'm like, well, fuck, like now what am I going to do, you know? So like, I always play like it's my last fucking show, because I mean, we never know. This show could end. Like, they can just stop calling. They literally will just stop calling you. Like,
yeah, no, I think, like, there's been, like, a level of comfort. And I don't mean this in, like, in a good way, because I think...
I know exactly what you're talking about. There's comfort, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's kind of comfortable to the point where they feel like, oh, well, you know, I'll be there next time. Like, I don't have to worry about it right now. Whereas when you... like, let's just say, like, during Rivals 2, Battle of the Seasons, that era, you guys weren't, like, cognizant to like, the... I mean, or maybe you, like, knew it existed, but you weren't, like, with the mindset of, like, oh, like, what I do right now is going to affect me, like, on this...
Oh, not at all.
Like, you guys weren't thinking about that.
No, you don't think about the next one. And then, back then, too, it wasn't a very, like, obvious, like, theme, you know? So it wasn't like you could, like, I had no idea me fighting with Rob was going to get me on Rivals 2. Like, I don't even think that was the theme of the season until we got there. Like, I thought it was something completely different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it was, there's no way to, like, play for that back then. Like, there was no way to be like, oh, when I'm cast on, like, fucking X's 2 or 3 or whatever, like, you know. Like, you just did what you did, and there was no intent on how you acted. It was just being there and, like, living that and, like, expressing how you felt and fighting with people and battling it out or whatever, and then whatever happened, you know? I don't know. I just feel like it's very, I don't like the fact that people are like, well, next season, let's work together kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't feel like a lot of, like, there's lack of, like, authenticity that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And granted, like, social media is awful right now, and if you do anything wrong, they eat you up. But the thing is, like, you also can't care about that, because then, like, it's not real anymore. It's like, you're literally, I can't do this because I'm going to get canceled kind of thing. And it's like, obviously don't do shit that's like, going to get you canceled, like, racially or whatever, but... Yeah. Be yourself still. Like, you can still fight and argue with people, and it's who cares what anybody else says. But also, I don't read comments of what anybody says unless it's funny, and then I respond back to them. But, like, I don't know, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I have actually enjoyed about this season, that's kind of different from, like, the last, like, probably 3 or 4, is that they've seemingly kind of veered away from, like, the over reliance on, like, spy terms, like explosions and all that kind of stuff. I'm so glad that they veered away from that, because even that, to me, like, when it first happened, I was like open to it. I was like, oh, this is, because, you know, whenever something's new, you're ultimately gonna hear it out, like, it's gonna catch your eye. But then, like, over time, like, it just kind of felt like almost like a parody of the show. Like, they were trying to make it like very, like, almost like a movie type experience, which I didn't personally gravitate towards. So I'm glad that this season has kind of like veered away from that, and I feel like a lot of the daily challenges have been like challenging too, but they haven't been like inconceivably hard to where it feels like it's an Olympic show.
Yeah, and I laugh too, because these motherfuckers had like so many chances to win so much money, and they shit the bed when it came to getting their money, and they literally have, which is $400,000 to start with is a lot of money, but then now they're losing it. And the fact that they're like happy sending people in, or like, oh, we don't care. Like, we'll lose $10,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, and like that. I mean, from what it seems like on social media, at least from my interpretation watching it, it seems like a lot of people have been viewing like Melissa and Big T as sort of like the like they're carrying a lot of the weight of the entertainment side of things, from what I've kind of gathered.
Yeah, it's weird though. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, go after them a couple of times, but like with me, once I go after somebody, if they don't go home, it's like one of those things, like, drop it, you know, like they're back already. Let's go after somebody new. But the fact that they're like continuously going after these girls, and I'm like, they're not a threat. There's going to be one winner.
It's a guy or a girl.
Yeah. It's like, they're not the threat. The funny thing too, I saw somebody's soundbite the other day, and they're like, I think it might have been Jay or Ed, and they're like, you don't want to send Emmanuel in because you know what's going to happen when you say his name. I'm like, send him in. What? This guy, like, I don't get it. And the whole alliance thing, they're like, oh, our alliance this, our alliance that, the US alliance, the UK alliance. I'm like, it's a little tiring.
Yeah, a little convoluted.
Yeah, everybody's in everybody's alliance, but like one person, and then they don't target that one person. Like, what's her name? I think Mariah was like, we should be targeting Colleen. She's like floating by. I'm like, send her in. Like, it's a girl's day. Like, Melissa and Big T have already gone in. They've already proved themselves. Melissa hasn't gone in, but she's been voted down there, I guess. I guess it's the easy way, and it's not going to ruffle feathers, but that's, I don't know. That's never been my thing.
Yeah, and plus another thing, too, is like the way they're talking about Big T, too, in their eyes, they're not viewing her as like a long-term like threat down the line anyway. So it's like, why are you even, if that's your mindset, why are you even bothering saying her name?
Big T would be somebody that I'd be like, all right, we said her name. She's won a couple of times. Let's just keep her because we know, like, they've even said it in like their interviews. Like, she can't run. She's not going to be like like, keep her around them. What are you doing?
They're like contradicting themselves. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. And the fact that, so what's his name? Asaf.
Yeah.
Him too. That big head is it. He is like, I don't know. Like, bro, like, you went home. I'm not one to talk because I've gone home first too. But I was like, you went home first, the last one. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this ego that you have? And I don't know.
Have you noticed this too with the guys on the season? It feels like, other than like Corey, it feels like everybody's almost like scared to like not only make a move, but almost like be scared to like do anything on camera.
You can tell. That's the thing. Like, you can tell people are like, they don't want to argue, they don't want to do this or that because they're going to get. I don't know. I come from being yourself, and I think that's why we were all cast to begin with, was being our authentic selves. And I literally tell everybody that asked me, like, how did I get on or whatever, I'm like, I was just myself. Like, literally, in my group interview, I didn't do anything. I literally said I was gay. I was voting for Obama. That's what they asked who we were voting for. And I said, I'm gay, I'm voting for Obama. That's what I said. And it's like, people that try too hard, you can just tell, like, it. And then it makes it seem like, because then I get asked all the time, oh, your show is scripted, right? I'm like, no, it's not scripted. They're like, well, it seems like it is. I'm like, well, yeah, these people who don't want to be themselves are feeling like they're acting like a certain way, make it seem like it's scripted. It's not scripted at all. But the fact that these people are like, it seems very, they are producing it. And I don't like seeing that. Like, you can see that on other reality shows too. We call them like mini producers. They're producing what they want to show and what they want to have like themselves be portrayed as. And it's like, it's not authentic. It's not cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Laurel tweeted too. I think I retweeted it or whatever. She's like talking about how the real world was like real people in situations and whatnot or whatever. I'm like, yes, that's what we want. Like, I was a big fan of the challenge before I was ever on this. And I loved being able to like connect with people. Like, I felt like I connected with a lot of people on the show, and I don't think you can do that anymore. I don't think there's people being like, oh my God, you know what? I connect with Raven so much. She's like me, you know, like, or more, like, it's, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, they try at times to kind of like we saw this episode, we've gone like seemingly like 7 episodes prior to this without learning a single thing about Colleen. but they at least attempted to at the beginning of the episode to kind of give you like a little bit of like a background as to like what she does like outside the show and whatnot. But like,
and the funny thing is, these international people, they're fucking huge stars back in their country, and it's like we have no idea who the fuck they are. You know, like I think Colleen just did like The Bachelor too. Like she did the mole. Like she's on all these shows, so she's a big thing back there. But I could not tell you 2 things about this girl, other than now that I know that she's a psychiatrist and she can read people's faces. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's all I know about her.
Right. And I think too, like we saw like with the that happened last episode when Callum went home. We went like probably 5 episodes without learning a thing about him, but then like you kind of sprinkle things in about him, and then like I feel like every time they do that,
you know who's going home.
Yeah, you know who's going home. Yeah. And if not that, they make a complete ass out of themselves.
It's
never anything in between.
Yeah.
But yeah, we kicked off the episode with kind of Michelle talking about how, you know, knock on wood, she missed Callum here. Listen, as somebody who's like a big proponent of rom-coms, this was not really one that I was kind of feeling, just simply because, and I like Michelle as a cast member, but like it was because they planted the idea in your head that Callum had a girl back home. Anyway, that's why I couldn't really like feel any type
of not at all. As soon as I found out that he had somebody, I'm like, this is disgusting, and it's like cringe to watch, because at the point she didn't know that was happening. And I think she tweeted too about how she found out when we found out that he had a girlfriend, and it's like they're still like letting it go on. It's shitty. I would feel like an ass if I was her. Just because they let it happen, you know, like not her personally because she didn't know. But that makes good TV though.
Right. I've made this comparison before. I don't know if you'll notice the similarities, and I mean this in a good way too. Michelle kind of reminds me a little bit of like Paula Walnuts a little bit, and like how they kind of both like approach the game. They both have like this like paranoia in the game, but it produces great TV.
Oh yeah.
And then like with the whole like boy trouble stuff going on the side too, that just gave me like a little bit of Paula Walnuts comparison.
I rewatched The Duel, and I'm pretty sure that was how she was, because I think was it Dunbar making out with Kim or something like that. Yeah, and she was like freaked the fuck out because she's like, well, I thought I was your number one girl, blah, 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 you know? Yeah, I can definitely see that being Paula 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What did you make of the whole Corey, Big T, and Melissa situation that happened on the previous episode? We saw it carry over into this and them having like a conversation about it.
I think, because I love Corey. I don't know Big T and Melissa like on that kind of level where like I'm texting them, like I text Corey, like we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's admitted it too. Like, I just think he's not a very good player when it comes socially. And mm-hmm. Yes, he was trying to like say, hey, Alliance, I'm doing this. I did this for you guys. That was not the place and time to do it. Like, I feel like every single guy on this series in deliberation just keeps shitting the bed, and they're like digging a deeper hole for themselves. I'm like, just shut, just don't talk like at all. But I feel like he had the right intent. He just should have done it prior to deliberation. I don't think he should have done it at deliberation.
Like, you kind of felt like the way he went about explaining it was sort of like embarrassing for them, sort of.
Well, yeah, but it just it made it seem like he was grasping, you know, because he was trying to keep himself out of there. Obviously, like, he did all that for no reason, because they unanimously voted him in anyway. So it was like, just hold some cards back, you know, because like you just threw them all out there for everybody to see. So now, A, nobody's gonna trust you now. B, you basically said that you were using people for this information, so what's gonna make me not think that you're using me for information, you know? He showed everybody his cards way too early, and it shouldn't have been at deliberation. Deliberation is the worst place that you can ever do that. You can either do it prior to, do it in a fucking bathroom, do it to somebody. But he was saying, like, I guess
He told, like, Michelle was like, hey, your name's going to be up for elimination, like, and they had discussed it kind of before. So he should have done that with a majority of the group too, because as we've seen on this season, there's no, like, anybody who's going to go against the group or the Alliance or anything. There's nobody. They're all going to just be like, which is smart. It's smart.
It's smart, like, within the game, but, like, it's yeah. not smart to, or it's not fun to watch. Like,
no, no. Yeah. And, oh, fuck, we can't even, never mind. I can't say anything about that.
No, I think, like, with the whole Corey thing with Melissa and Big T, too, I'm seeing, like, a lot of discourse online of, like, sort of, and I understand, like, and I'm not trying to discount Big T or Melissa's feelings, because, you know, in a large degree, that is sort of embarrassing for that to, like, be revealed in front of everybody in that fashion. But I am seeing kind of like a conversation of like almost like people are feeling like Corey's conversations with them prior, and there were some serious ones, like such as like when Big T came out and Corey was talking. I don't feel like those conversations were him faking that.
No, and those that's were,
yeah.
No, those were real, and that I don't like that people are like comparing that he used them for information and then they bring that conversation into it, because that was an authentic conversation. He's being in the community, like anybody that has that kind of like secret to share, you're never going to like, it's never, and like that was authentic as fuck. Like he had her back. Like he definitely for sure was all about her coming out and like representing her and respecting her and everything. That has nothing to do with the game. And that's what I think that people don't realize. There can be multiple conversations, and it doesn't necessarily have to always be about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. I guess being in that situation, I know how long filming takes. And there's a lot of conversations that never make air, which they don't need to, because they're personal conversations. We're friends. Like, you guys were having actual, like, legit conversations about life and about how we're living and back home and what's going on. But, like, the fact that people can like pick and choose what conversations to use against people is kind of shitty, because no one really knows, you know. Mm-hmm. They could have had multiple conversations. I bet you they had. They did. They probably had a shit ton of conversations that never made air, and we only see a couple of them, and they're using those to judge somebody, you know.
Right, and plus, like when you see it months later, it's even more amplified because you know now everybody's just able to see it, and
yeah. And that's a crazy thing with fucking social media too. Like, you have to relive these conversations and stuff. And I bet you Corey knew something like this was coming up. You know, like you know that it happened, and yeah. I can only imagine the dread that he's feeling before that airs. Because prior to it airing, whatever, if you're a big storyline in it, they send you the information and they send you the episodes, so that way you can know what's going on. And especially like for interviews and stuff prior to like everything, so you can actually talk in present tense. But like, I bet you they fucking like viewed that shit, and he's like, fuck, like, I gotta do some damage control, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what the block button's for, though. I love the block button. Block, 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 block. Anybody, any negative information or any fucking like haters, block, just block them all.
Yeah, you may as well make use of the button, you know?
Yep.
For you personally, who are some people on this show that you actually have gravitated towards, that you kind of look at and feel like, all right, I think I actually feel like this person has like potential to be like a mainstay?
Olivia, definitely. Mm-hmm. Olivia. I mean, and that's just that's personal preference, just because that's my girl. Like we're good friends. It was funny because I mean, obviously she's lived in Scottsdale for years before she was even like on Love Island, and I'm pretty sure I've run into her because the circles that she runs around are kind of like my circles too. Like we all know the same people, but from different sides of it. But yeah, she's definitely going to be a mainstay. I feel like they're trying to push Horacio to be a thing, but I don't think he's going to be. He just isn't. I know personally. Also, I've been in his situation. He's one of those people who definitely will not do anything that's going to like
rock the boat
at all. He's very vanilla. He's gonna be, let me just be me and be good on TV kind of thing. It's a Mexican thing too. You don't want to disappoint your mama. Not me.
I'm gonna draw you a comparison here really fast. So you obviously, I'm sure, remember, like, I don't think you did a challenge with him, but like you've probably either seen or heard about like Landon, right?
Yeah.
how he kind of had, like, you know, he was a upfront, good competitor, sort of in a similar boat as Horacio, was like, not with the political side, but when push came to shove, Landon made moves when he had to.
Yeah.
Horacio, like, seemingly is almost like, he just, like, is so afraid to just make a move, and it's almost to the point where, like, it's even, like, easy for him. Like,
it's funny too, because he's like, I'm not gonna let anybody do this, I'm gonna go against this, I'm just gonna, he basically is saying, like, he's gonna be his own person, whatever, but then he goes with the flow and he just caves in and just does whatever, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think with Horacio, it's kind of like he has potential, because he's definitely, like, a good, like, physical competitor. It's just, like, the unwillingness to, like, even make, like, any waves whatsoever. Like, I don't know. You gotta give me something.
Yeah. Yeah, other than him being a good competitor, like, that's obviously cool for, like, the people that want this to be the fifth sport or whatever, but it's not... What storyline does he, you know? There's no storyline. Other than now, like, he's hooking up with Norris. Like,
right.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
But
it's been, like, the girl side, I feel like, that has kind of been providing most of the, one, commentary, but two, entertainment. Like, for me, it's been, like, Olivia, Melissa, kind of Michelle. Where are you at as far as, like, Raven?
She's you know, like, I feel like she's... in the beginning, when she did the whole thing about the alliances and she told the British side what they were going to do, that was kind of fucked. And it's like, she got what she deserved. She went in, she paid her price, whatever, but she made it back. I don't know. I feel like these girls, like, I don't know. This is just me being an asshole, but I feel like Mariah, her, they don't deserve to be there. I don't like that there is people who haven't been on any other shows other than the challenge because they were invited in from a contestant. I don't know. I don't like that they're, like, trying to push them on us, you know? It was, like, a fresh meat kind of thing, but we didn't have enough time to, like, get to know them to have them be back-to-back, you know? Like,
right.
I don't... Like, who is Mariah without Bananas or Fessy? Like, who is... You know, I don't... I want to get to know them, but they don't provide enough for us to actually get to know them. Like... We're seeing more of Horacio with no storyline, kind of, other than Reese, more than we are of those girls, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they've got potential, too.
They do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, like even with, like, you know, when Raven did go against her alliance earlier in the season, like, yeah, it's fucked from, like, her game perspective, but I thought, like, from a television perspective, I was like, oh, that's, like, actually messy. I like that.
Yeah, messy, yeah.
Kind of, like, died down a little bit since then, but this episode, obviously, you know, we're gonna get into it in a few moments, kind of what that. No, Mariah too, though. Like, I agree with your points. This episode was probably, for me, with her, her best so far, because we saw her at least try to. Remember when she was trying to sway everybody to, like,
vote? Yeah,
Colin?
Yeah.
I appreciated that because it was at least something different. You know, like, everybody was just been going to going against, or going with the flow, rather. But her trying to get Colleen thrown in, I thought that was really smart too. It's like, why are we going to keep saying Big T and Melissa? We've got that in our back pocket if we ever want to use it again.
Yeah.
And plus, like, they were all well enough connected that, like, it's not like Colleen was going to make any waves if she comes back. Like,
no, are you guys going to really be afraid of Colleen if she comes back? Like, no one, none of those girls are afraid of Colleen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. At this point, it's already, how many eliminations did PJ say? Eight. This is their eighth elimination.
Mm-hmm.
We've already voted them in a couple of times. Like, it's that ship has sailed. Let's do something else. You know.
Right.
Let's go after somebody else and go after, like Ed's floating. Ed's just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this man is huge. Like, I don't get it. I don't get them not trying. There's going to be one winner, and you guys want to really go against, like, Emmanuel and these big guys at the very end. You guys aren't trying to get rid of them. Like, let's go ahead and throw Hugh in. Let's do that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I get it too, because once you're there and you can see how things are going, then it's like, fuck, like, we have to do this. But I always I cringe when I'm watching this as a fan, knowing this person will beat you. This person mm-hmm. will tear you up in a final, and you're going to let them just coast to the final.
Right.
I mean, fuck, I wish I was lucky enough.
What, we got to this club scene, and oh my goodness, I think this might have been, well, this is like peak reality. This is like some stuff that would have happened back in when, like, Rivals 2 time. Like, I'm glad that we got this from a fan perspective. Holy smokes. Melissa and Raven. The way this all started, too, was, like, funny how, like, Melissa was going around. What was it? I think she went to Berna and was telling
her. She went to everybody, and she's like, well, who said my name? Oh, who started saying my name? And I love the big T was like, I think she's like saying basically bullshit to get her.
But she did say bullshit. Yeah.
Everybody does. That's what you. I mean, you have to. You have to lie about smart, stuff. If you're trying, if you're trying to find information, you can definitely pick out people by lying to them and be like, oh, I heard this, and then they fucking just spill everything.
Mm-hmm. I think we got something left out, because after Melissa threw the drink, there was like. Raven, like, kind of threw it back, but they cut away fast, so I feel like we were missing something more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's crazy, because, like, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to show any of the good fights at all, and it's like, you wouldn't even know people have beef. Like, I think there was fights that I've read online about that happened that we should have already played out and haven't, and it's like, why cut that? You know, it's not like, no one's fist fighting, it's not, like, crazy. Like, why are we cutting stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like...
Like, we watched fucking Snooki get punched in the face by a guy. Like, why are we cutting stuff out when they're arguing? Like, it's... I don't know.
Not to get too off base here, but that moment was like, for better or for worse, like, transcended reality television. That was huge when it happened in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know that Our Real World was the last season that aired prior to Jersey Shore starting?
Wow. Well, so, like, yours came out before, because I remember DC and them was, like, simultaneous.
So. Yeah, so our season came out before, and so our season, as soon as they were supposed to start doing press, the recession hit, so we didn't get any promotion at all. Like, normally every fucking season gets, like, their own cast commercial, like, every single cast member gets their own, like, intro commercial, all sorts of stuff. We didn't get anything. We got Perez Hilton saying that we brought swine flu back from Mexico, but... But yeah, we didn't get anything, and then Jersey Shore happened, and I'm like, all right, this is it's either going to be like a flop or it's going to be amazing, and then obviously it is what it is. So fucking crazy Jersey's now, like.
did you get to because I don't know if it was DC, somebody did, maybe New Orleans, DC or New Orleans, did you get to do any of those bar appearances with any of the Jersey Shore people?
Yeah, so I've done appearances with them, and then we did for Vegas for the 25th year or whatever, we did a whole big thing in Vegas, and a lot of us went, and Jersey Shore was there. It was funny though, because we were all doing our own thing everywhere, like in this big, I think it was in the Hard Rock, Hard Rock Cafe hotel or whatever, and we were all doing this thing, and the Jersey Shore people had their own little like section, and they wouldn't let anybody in. It was like their whole, like, I get it, but it was just like, okay, well, this is like our thing, you know, and you guys are just here. So, but yeah, no, I actually kept in touch with JWoww for a little while, because she did an appearance while we were filming. Well, actually, no, I wasn't filming. I was working for Student City as doing appearances.
Mm.
And she was one of the guests that came down. So I kept in touch with her for a little while.
Wow. Yeah, no, because I'm pretty sure Snooki, actually, the whole reason why she auditioned was because she was a fan of The Real World.
Yeah, I think a couple of them were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we did that. You're welcome, America. We brought you Snooki.
It was a moment in time, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The deliberation was a hot mess again, like we talked about.
Of course. I feel like I would be cringe to go into these deliberations, because every single one of them has been awful. And it's like... Fuck, like, this is so awkward to watch, and you can only imagine, you know, that so deliberations last a lot longer than what they show, because everybody has to have a say in everything, they have to talk about it, they have to, like, get their feelings out, whatever, and then it's like, all right, let's finally vote. So, like, having to listen to all that shit, you know, being there had to be bad, and then being on the receiving end of being unanimously voted in is awful. I've been there. It's not a good feeling at all. And it's like, the fuck, man, like, I thought I had friends here, you know, kind of thing. But
you know what they need? They need, like, they need a veteran mouthpiece, because I think traditionally we're used to seeing, like, you have that one, like, figure point that's, like, able to guide the deliberation. I think they've struggled from not having that, because, yeah, like, you don't really have, like, somebody, like, steering the conversations anywhere. You just have a bunch of people just blurting stuff out,
right? Yeah.
And it's kind of, I mean, it's made, I look forward to the deliberations. Like, that's probably what I look forward to most from this season specifically, because, like, that's where I feel like most of the juice is coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. From a fan perspective. Yeah. It definitely is where the drama and everything is happening. But it's just like, I feel like every single one has kind of been unanimous. So it's kind of boring in that sense. Like, I wish that there would be like, well, I'm voting this person, and there's like an argument and a go like back and forth, you know, like, no, we should vote this person, we should vote this person, because then you can see actually like where people are standing. And right now it's just like everybody's just go with the flow. But it is smart. This is what you have to do. And I don't know if you've heard this before, but you have to be the first person to talk about it, and you have to be like, okay, well, this is who I'm voting for, because if you put your foot forward and you vote for somebody, everybody follows suit. So then no one's to blame, you know, it's like everybody said your name. So that's what, like, you have to be the first person to be in there and be the one to be like, well, okay, this is how we're voting, if you want to try to get it to go one way. But sometimes obviously it doesn't work. You're like, oh shit. And then, but yeah.
Once you be the one to kind of vocalize it first, then it's easy for everybody else to do it. So
yeah. And then they can't put the blame on anybody, you know, they're like, well, everybody voted and we're all going with the flow. So let's all, you know,
I feel like during your era, deliberations were almost always like a conflict. Like, do you remember when, I mean, obviously it didn't work out in your favor, but on Rivals 2, remember when on episode 1, before you all knew that the girls' vote was the deciding factor, everybody was kind of like, they did vote for you first, but then you were all like, oh, we've got a whole line of guys here still left to vote.
And yeah, that was the thing. We weren't going to vote for us. It was either going to be Jordan and Marlon or Frank and Bananas. That's how it was going to, that's what we thought was going to happen. And then when they were like, the girls are the ones who decide the vote, we're like, oh shit. And the funny thing is, after we won, Paula and Emily came to me and Rob were like, we should work together and all this other. I'm like, bitch, you voted for us. I'm not voting. I'm like, no, absolutely not. And this is the thing that sucks too. So Trishelle and Sarah, they had voted for us, and they, when the second vote came, we voted for them. And I said, all right, we're cool now. Let's not vote for each other anymore. And Sarah was like, that's fine. Let's not say anything like that. And then Trishelle did what she did, and she went home. So Sarah had to go home. That was one of our votes that was going to be for us and not against us. And I think we would have stayed had they been there. And I remember Trishelle like messaged me afterwards. She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, we were your vote or whatever. And I'm like, it is what it is. But like, it's not, I mean, the fact that we lost to that elimination, I'm not mad at all. It was luck. I hated that elimination. It was so stupid. But if they would have beat us like physically, I would have been a little more like devastated, but it was luck kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We obviously see that Big T was the other name voted up, which unfortunately, and then we get to the elimination, and you know, it's another mercenary elimination, which I've kind of been vocal. I like seeing familiar faces in most cases. But for me,
Bill, who are you not in? Who's in most cases?
No, I mean, I'll be honest. I wasn't too excited to see Casey this episode.
No
shade, no hate. Like, I just, for me personally, like, I just feel like if you're going to bring out a mercenary, you got to just like Kara and Laurel, I know, still have to show up. Like, in this spot, I would have, like, somebody that would have moved me would have been like a Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very played out. The whole, even Tori Devin, Casey, Josh, Fessy played the fuck out.
We're seeing these people. That's the thing. Like, we just saw Casey like yesterday. Like,
yeah.
Like, her coming in as a mercenary isn't like a big like shock. Like,
her coming in as a mercenary and doing a pole wrestle isn't a big shock. Like, give her a puzzle. How about we do that?
That's the thing too. It's like with these mercenary kind of like production obviously knows like who's coming in at what times and like, you know, what elimination event it is, whatever. like they had to know, like subconsciously here, like we're just pretty much we're just bringing her in to just fling somebody and go home. Like what?
Yeah.
Like where you realize that you brought in somebody with no stake in the game to eliminate one of your only like entertaining parts of the season. Like I don't know. It just feels like you're not.
I have no idea what was going on with that. It just. I don't know. It was like you said, it wasn't very like mind blowing that Casey came in. Like it's like
no, like and I don't mean that to like discredit.
Not at bad, no. But I know, but like, the fact that you said it and I feel the same way, like it's something that's felt in the fandom, you know? Like it's nothing against her. I love her personally. Like I met her in New York, me, her and Nani hung out in the room or whatever, but it wasn't very like you said, I would rather much have seen fucking like Rachel or who's another champion from back in the day? Veronica, somebody, you know?
Oh, Evelyn, imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think just as a whole, and this isn't just even just Casey, I just feel like in a nutshell, the mercenary twist is something I probably wouldn't have done. I feel like I would have rathered see the people actually there duke it out, because I feel like everybody wants Big T gone, right? Well, why don't somebody just come down and do it themselves?
Exactly.
I don't know.
And then also, like, I don't know how it's going to play out or whatever, but, like, if we're going to see mercenaries for the next, what, 5, 6 episodes? 8 episodes? And just say, like, not knowing what's going on, the mercenaries all end up losing. We're not going to see anybody go home for 6, 7 episodes. Like,
which means we're probably going to get a purge or two.
Yeah. There's going to have to be a purge or something. And it's like, I don't know if like production thought that through, you know, like it sounded like a good idea to have mercenaries because they figured everybody's going to lose. But like, what happens if they don't? Are they all just going to like, I feel like it's just going to be like a cluster at the end. And it's just like, oh, let's get rid of people. Regardless of how we have to do it, let's get rid of people. Let's get rid of like 6 at a time, kind of thing.
Mm. Right. I think we've still got Tori, Kara, Laurel for the girls to come in, and then we've got CT, Brad, and Darrell.
So, yeah. So 6 episodes. Six more episodes of fucking people.
Listen, I'm saying this now, but all I know is that when Kara and Laurel walk through, my tone's probably going to change just a little bit, just because I'm going to remember kind of like, all right, you know, I was probably like 12 watching them on Fresh Meat Too. The fanboy will come out for those in that split moment. But like, if I'm being honest, like, I wouldn't have done the mercenary thing. I would have just rather have seen people that are actually central to the storylines face off with each other. But
yeah. It seems a little like redundant to have like this. Obviously, they did it for like a shock value kind of thing, but I feel like they could have, the way that the season was going anyway, they could have just done without the mercenaries.
Mm-hmm. You know why I feel like they did it? Just if I'm putting my tinfoil cap on, I feel like from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We've seen like promos and pictures and stuff of like all the champions more than I've seen anybody else. Like, Kara hasn't even been on this, and I can't tell you how many people who are tweeting and stuff have her as their profile picture
from like a promo video.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean it is smart.
But we unfortunately lose Big T this episode, which I think ultimately sooner than later is most likely going to spell the end for Melissa at some point. Because now she's losing her like her only friend basically.
Yeah.
Again,
it's not looking good for Kyland either, because he's in alliance with her and people are already saying like, well, can we trust Kyland? And especially it's kind of foreshadowing too, because they were all like pissed at him for like taking the lead on that challenge and like, well, Kyland said to do this and it's not as good. Now we didn't win, like all this stuff too. Like, it's like, okay, I see what you're doing there.
And they show the preview for the next episode. Him and Aesop are bringing like quite the altercation.
We'll see if we actually see it though.
Yeah, they might just show us a second and then pan away and then not show
it again. Yeah, it's crazy.
We need more male drama. So for anybody with any influence out there, please.
Yeah, please
give it to us.
They tend to eliminate those who bring the drama though. So.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the potential looming Mariah and Bananas storyline? Because that seems to be coming back in the next episode as well.
Played out. I'm over it. No, I mean, it gives her a storyline, so we get to know something. But the funny thing is, like, this dumb bitch, she, and I say this respectfully, I didn't mean that mean, you know, like, this is how I talk, like, all whatever. But she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, when she was like, don't say James' name, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, oh, girl, you just fucking dug that hole.
Like, showed her cards there.
Yeah, you know Devin was going to say something to him. But I wonder if it's true that he turned it down as a mercenary because of that.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually a thing, but I've heard that too, and it's crazy.
And then Brad came in.
So I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I don't see him actually turning it down. Like, that seems like a invitation to be messy and just come, you know.
Him showing up and calling James down would have been peak TV.
Yes, and like, why not? You know, I like James. He's funny, but like, he's so big on top, and I feel like he forgot leg day.
Like, yeah, no, I feel like him too. He's got a lot of potential. Yeah.
And I didn't watch any of the spinoffs, like the UK or Argentina or any of this. I have, like I said, like, if you didn't watch those shows, you have no idea who these people are.
Yeah. Well, neither did I, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I saw he like broke his face on whatever spinoff he did.
Yeah.
You see that picture? I think
the show. Bad. Yeah,
it was rough. Looks like he got like stung or something.
Yeah, I'm glad that I, knock on wood, have never had to like do anything like that and gotten fucked up. I've gotten very bruised and busted my lip a couple of times, but nothing like that. It's insane.
Good thing you left Cutthroat when you did, because they did that one challenge that I think Katie hurt. Oh, yeah, Katie got hurt on one of those, and then they had another one where, like, Chet had to go home from, because remember when they had to jump on that, like, almost surfing board above water, and it was moving, and Chet, like, fell in the water and had to go to, like, the hospital, and then, you know, disqualified medically.
I've been very fortunate enough to not have been hurt very bad on these shows, but they fuck you up. Like, when you fall, like, everybody's like, oh, it's not that high. I'm like, 35 feet up in the air hitting water when you're getting yanked off something it hurts.
5 feet above water if you land hard enough. See, let alone 35.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they laugh. They fucking will yank your ass off that stuff, too. It's, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a fun time chatting with you today. And,
of course, buddy.
Hopefully in the future, you know, we might have some stuff to talk about. So
hopefully when that ever apparently airs, we can hop on again and we can discuss, like, maybe we'll do like a recap on like a couple of the episodes or something.
Yeah, I'm down. That'd be fun. All right,
for sure.
All right, thank you again.
All right, see you later, bud.